Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review.
If you want to attract a hunter, set up a hunt. You see, most gym owners want a hunter to do sales for them, yet they don't set up their business in a way to keep that hunter excited, fed, and happy. If you want a serious closer inside of your gym, whether this is a general manager or someone who's just doing sales, you need to attract a hunter, which means they eat what they kill. You see, good closers will always take commission over base. Why? Because they know they can make more money and they're in control of their income. If you have someone who tells you that they're good at sales but is negotiating for a higher base, run, this person is not for you. When you set up your structure to be a very low base, I'm talking minimum wage, and the rest of the money in commission, you set your closer up for success to do whatever it takes to close any sale, whether that means coming early or staying late, whether that means self-generating leads and sales, whether that means continuing to follow up until the sale closes or dies. So if you want a hunter to drive sales for your gym, set up a hunt. For more on compensation structures for general managers, as well as how to communicate this in a job posting and throughout the interview process to attract the top quality candidates, head on over to my free Facebook community for gym owners. That's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.